Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام هو الله عز وجل Open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. Welcome to all our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Yes, we commence and start in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We do send peace and blessings upon his most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Alhamdulillah, our discussion for today, dear viewers, is very important and it is related to aligning one's self to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, alignment of our lifestyle in accordance to the teachings and sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How important this is, how this could impact your life if one does not align himself to the sunnah and teachings of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How this could affect you in the near future, further future, or in the akhirah, and what a person can be deprived of is what we are going to be discussing. Please stay tuned with us till the end of the program. As usual, once again, I am blessed with our special personality on this program called The Early Echo, and he needs no introduction, for he is Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini At-Tari Sallamahu Al-Bari. Let's welcome him with our salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. How was your breakfast this morning, Musa?
Alhamdulillah, light breakfast. The protein.
If one has to align his eating habits also with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki khana khaye to kis tarah khaye, khana khaye to kya khaye. Agar hum ye bhi dekhe na, to what's the sunnah way to eat and what meals are the sunnah meals to eat as well, Mohsab. This itself could, alhamdulillah, put the brother, make him ready for the day, alhamdulillah. Aside from having more connection and devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm just talking about a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. A healthy lifestyle equals to a sunnah lifestyle, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
A person who can actually follow that particular lifestyle, he'll stay slim, he'll stay trim, he'll stay right, he or she, Mu'asab, it's just about following the correct method. Inshallah, we are going to discuss this as we go along in our program, Mu'asab. So you say you had a light breakfast this morning, right?
Yeah, on that note, as Mu'asab has mentioned, we should eat in accordance with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've heard about one specific Buzurgadeen that he would not eat watermelon.
Achha.
Yeah. And somebody asked, why don't you eat watermelon?
Right.
You know, because it's sunnah. He says, yes, I know it is sunnah to eat watermelon, but I am still looking for that hadith where it is described, how would the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam eat the watermelon?
Allah,
until I find that, I don't feel like approaching.
This is the passion that they had in their hearts to follow his teachings, Mu'asab. This is alone such a beautiful narration that you explained, Mu'asab. Not only eating the watermelon, but what is the method of eating that watermelon according to the sunnah? Teri sunnah toh pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar. تیری سنتوں پہ چل کر میری روح جب نکل کر چلے تم گلے لگانا مدنی مدینے والے چلے تم گلے لگانا مدنی مدینے والے میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے انہیں نیک تم بنانا مدنی مدینے والے سبحان اللہ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So Mu'asab, there are many other narrations to that effect with regards to how obedient were the companions, or are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how strict they were when it came to adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have left no stone unturned, Mu'asab, to such heights and to such levels that it is stated that the blessed son of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu an, was once passing with his friends Mas'ab at one place, and he stopped. He untied his imama, or apne darakh se usse thodi der ke liye banda. He tied it to the darakh, to a tree, to a branch rather. And thereafter he moved a few steps with his companions, and then after walking a few steps, he returned back to his position, to the tree, to the branch. He untied the turban and he places it back on his head. And he reties his imama. So his companions were definitely astonished to see something like this. And they asked as to what was the reason, what was the hikmat and wisdom behind you taking the effort and making the effort to untie your imama and then to tie it to the branch. Walk a few steps, come back, remove your imama from the tree and tie it back onto your head. What is the hikmat behind this? And he says so beautifully, he says, well, the hikmat behind this is that I once passed with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the very same place. And unexpectedly, the blessed imama of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam got tangled to this branch. And it pulled as he sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked a few steps. And the imama untied as he walked further, it pulled the imama sharif. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned back and he untied it from the tree and he took his imama sharif back. I liked that andaz so much ki usi ko copy karne ke liye maine is cheez ko kiya. Allahu Akbar. Just to imitate that action of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I remembered the how, what was his andaz to untie the imama sharif from the branch. I just loved that andaz ki bas usi ko copy karne ke liye maine ye kiya. So this was the passion muasab, which is out of this world. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to fall in love with Allah Azza wa Jalla and the sunnah of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because muasab, this is the fundamental reason for a Muslim to act upon the sunnah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla gave the command to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran Park. MashaAllah, kalam to sunenge, sawal bhi hai, lekin chuki mashaAllah, zikr ho hi chuka hai muasab. As we commence from our breakfast table, and this is the early part in South Africa, many people might be sitting for breakfast at this moment. Many people are gonna, they leave for work, Masab, and they have breakfast this time here. So, yes, wherever you are, just remember, Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ.
Say you, O beloved, that O people, if you love Allah, you should therefore obey me.
SubhanAllah.
Obeying who? If you claim to love Allah Azza wa Jalla, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to in this verse, who is said to say to his companions, tell your people, your companions, that if you love Allah Azza wa Jalla, you should therefore be obedient to me. Yani obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the truth, dear viewers of Madini channel. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla has also stated, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ, and follow the path of the one who has turned to me. SubhanAllah. So from all of these verses, SubhanAllah, and narrations, we learn that obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal is obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bakhuda khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar maqar, jo baha se ho yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi to baha nahi.
Masab,
this is the beautiful share which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala also composed. So following the sunnah, subhanallah, has so many blessings in it. So many blessings, numerous blessings. So many people's lives have changed. Yani leave alone practicing the sunnah. Jin logon ne sarkar ke sunnaton ko investigate kiya, wo log badal gaye Masab.
Subhanallah.
Research karne wale badle hain, par amal karne wale kyun nahi badlenge Masab? जिन्होंने जांच किया, तफ्तीशें की, रिसर्च किया, सुन्नतों को समझने की कोशिशें की, उनकी जिंदगियां बदल गई. Their lives had changed. Many people who are non-Muslims became Muslims. Only studying की सुन्नत है क्या? और जो सुन्नत पे अमल करे मुआसब, जो खुद अमल करे और दूसरों को अमल करवाएं, then how can his life not change? एक सवाल है, and the question is मुआसब with relation to this beautiful ayah, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Can Muasab inshallah shed some light on this verse, Muasab, with regards to this verse? Of course, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, indeed for you, following the Messenger of Allah is best. So following the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla is best. So Muasab, is this farz, is this wajib? How, in which way should a person follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how can this become possible at the same time?
Subhanallah. As Muasab has said, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator knows better than any one of us what is best for us. As we may not be the creators of our children, but as parents, we also tend to think that we know best for what's good for our children.
100%.
And we try our best to provide them with the best of things, the best of education, the best of food, the best of clothing, the best of everything. Even the toys, best of them. So, as parents, if we do so much, imagine our creator,
Subhanallah.
How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with love and affection, us being the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his most chosen creation, because human beings, as human beings, we are the ashraful makhluqat, we are the alhamdulillah privileged creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his affection and love towards us, the human beings, and he shows us and he expresses it in this ayah of the Holy Quran, that what's best for you is what I'm saying here. Indeed, meaning for us, for the ummah, for the human beings, following the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is best for us. What is best for us is that. But on the other hand, how do we perceive, as you know, take things as what's good for us? We may follow celebrities.
I agree with you 100%.
And follow the today's trends that are not aligning with the sunnahs and the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we feel as if it is up to us, you know, whichever lifestyle we may choose. Therefore, our topic today is aligning our lives and our lifestyles with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this lifestyle of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best for us, the best example. And in this regard, there is a beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu taba'al lima ji'tu bihi. Meaning, none of you can become a believer until his desires become subservient to that which I have brought, which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, meaning his deen, his sunnah, his commandments, his moral and ethical values that he has imparted with the ummah, all of that. Today, we follow different celebrities and so on. Those celebrities and the figures in the public that we follow today, they are not the best of examples. And if, inshallah, we are going to the qabr and we all say, yes, we are going to make the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then with what face are we going to make the ziyarat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that all our lives we followed this example, that example, our faces, we were so averted from the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our face didn't look like that we are the slaves of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our face, our attire didn't look like that we follow the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, wearing shorts and showing satr and all, these things are aam, these things are common. So if this was our lifestyle in this life, then how are we expecting any return from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? With what face are we going to show him that, Ya Rasulullah, we are here in your court, intercede for us?
Allahu Akbar. How do we show the same face to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which we have thrown his sunnah into the drain, Muasab?
Sharmi Nabi Khafi Khuda, as Allah says, Ye bi nahi, wo bi nahi.
Allah, Allah.
So this is what we lead our lives into, you know, that neither we have the fear of Allah, nor we have any shame of presenting ourselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day we all have to go to that door when all the anbiya will lift up their hand, idhabu ila ghairi, go to someone else. And finally our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will call us and welcome us, you know. Baap jahan bete se bhaage, aa karke bulate ye.
Hai, 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 hai.
So this is our door that we knock on. On the day of judgment, when there will be all the doors will be closed for us. So shouldn't we align our lives to match up as the beggars of that door, inshallah, to be worthy of that door. You know, it works from both ways. We cannot go wayward in our lives and expect, you know, at the end everything will be all right, you know. We'll just go and we'll be blessed with the shafaat of Rasulullah. Yes, we will be, inshallah. We have strong hope. But as beggars, what should be our attitude? So, inshallah, this is but the lifestyle we got to align ourselves.
I 100% agree with Mohsab. In fact, looking at the discussion, align your lifestyle with the sunnah of Rasulullah. And then the examples that Mohsab shared, which are, of course, very practical, Mohsab. It's common sense for us to understand. But together with this, Mohsab, there are lots of wisdom in following the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. One thing is very important for the viewers to know, and we learned this from Rukneshwara Mohsab, who recently visited the lands of South Africa.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Rukneshwara Junaid Madani. Damat barakatuhum al-aliyah. MashaAllah, he's an Ali Medina as well, Mohsab. And what a beautiful, outstanding personality, Mohsab. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So he came to Durban and he visited Jamiatul Madina and many other centers of Dawud Islami. Lots of Madani kam in 1 or 2 days, mashallah, had happened. Yeah. Lots of Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to those programs and learned Madani pearls from him, made tawbah after listening to bayans. Perhaps, subhanallah, it was just seeing the ruhaniyat, the spiritual environment. And aap nasihat ke dauran aapne do teen cheeze kahi Mohsab, which is very open to every person for us to understand. What are those Madani pearls? For example, ہم دنیا میں رہتے ہیں تو ظاہر سی بات ہے ہم دنیا کی چیزوں سے دنیا کی چیزوں کو استعمال بھی کرتے ہیں اور ہم کوشش بھی کرتے ہیں کہ ہم اس دنیا میں آگے بڑھیں وی ٹرائی ٹو انکریز وی ٹرائی ٹو ایکسیڈ اینڈ سرپاس سرٹن اسٹیجز ان لائف سو دیٹ وی کین ایکسل وی کین انکریز وی کین پروسیڈ ان لائف ان ٹرمز آف لگژریز ان ٹرمز آف کمفرٹ تو ظاہر سی بات ہے سائنس والے اپنا کام کر رہے ہیں مولانا صاحب سائنس داں اور سائنٹسٹ آر ورکنگ ریسرچنگ ڈے بائی ڈے اینڈ ہی سیز دیٹ دس ول ہیپن وائی دنیا جتنا قیامت کے قریب ہوتا جا رہا ہے اتنی چیزیں کھلیں گی کیونکہ سرکار کی حدیث ہے دس از دا حدیث آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ بیفور دا ڈے آف قیامت دا ارتھ ول سپل وٹ ایور از ودن اٹ اینڈ اف دا ارتھ ول سپل وٹ ایور از ودن اٹ یعنی اگلے گا اٹ ول ریموو اینڈ ٹیک آؤٹ وٹ ایور از ان سائڈ اٹ دا ڈائمنڈ دا ہیراز دا موتیز دا گولڈ اینڈ سلور وٹ ایور ویلتھ از بینیتھ دا ارتھ اللہ نوز بیسٹ As the days are coming closer to Qiyamah, all these things are being found, researched, and so on and so forth. So, science will prosper. Scientists and technology will exceed from where it is day by day. Tarakki karta jayega. But when it comes to Islam, when it comes to the deen and to the religion, Mohsab, the closer we get to the zamana of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more successful you are.
Subhanallah.
Totally opposite of the system of this world. Yani, If you're living in any country on this planet, the closer you get into the day of Qiyamah, to the doomsday, to the day of judgment, to the day of reckoning, to the day of accountability, which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak with over 100 different names, Mohsab. Kabhi is alfaz se ki the day of judgment, the day of accountability, the day of punishment, the day of painful punishment, the day of severe punishment, the day of reckoning, Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla calls the day with different names in the Holy Quran Pak, reminding you and I over 100 times that be concerned about the day. So yes, as that day is coming closer to us from a worldly perspective, from a prosperity perspective, from a scientific perspective, Mohsab, yes, yeah. You will prosper in this lifetime. They're going to invent more things to come. They're going to figure out more things that are there. Because this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has built. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made and created. Subhanallah, through his powers, through his wisdom. Now, when you want to prosper from an Islamic point of view, you can't go further like the system of this world. But rather, when it comes to the teachings of Islam, you need to find yourself closer to the era of Rasulullah Islam. Yani, to the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because all of the teaching has to do with khabar. It has to do with passing of the message. Sahaba Ali Muridwan learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unhone direct deen ko sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hi se sikha. اور انہوں نے تابعین سے کہا انہوں نے تابعی تابعین سے کہا اینڈ لائک وائز دیٹ میسج ہیز ریچڈ اس ٹو ڈے سو دا کلوزر یو شیل گیٹ ٹو دا بیلیور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دا مور ان لو یو ول فالو دی سنہ دا مور یو ول سٹ امپلیمنٹنگ دی سنہ دا مور سٹرونگر یو ول بیکم ان دی دین دا مور فرم یو ول فائنڈ یور فٹ ہولڈ ان دی دین دا مور سٹرونگر یو ول فائنڈ یور سیلف دا مور ایڈہیرنگ یو ول فائنڈ یور سیلف ٹو دی سنہ اف مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ دا فردر یو وانٹ ٹو موو اوے فرام اٹ The reminder will be given to you to go back to the basics. You need to go back to the origin. And the origin is obedience to Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our beloved Aqa Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no one like him in Mu'asab. Another aspect is that we all look at, as you said, Mu'asab, we have great celebrities out there. We have such celebrities who one day are fine and the next day they are not fine, Mu'asab. You know, one day the world is following, the next day the world is throwing shoes on them. Example, hum aise logo ko kyun follow kare jo who are like the shining, who are like the stars in the sky who would drop and fall at the same time. There are stars which are shining on the sky, but don't you see falling stars at the same time? Don't you see shooting stars at the same time? But why don't we follow that star that never ever fallen over 1400 years?
Subhanallah.
Why don't we follow that star who never lost any battle in Islam? Why don't we follow that star from whose wives never had a single word as they complained against him even after so many years of being in nikah with him? Why don't we follow that star who had many children and taught us how to look after children? And if you ask the children, do you have any complaint against your father? They will tell you in so many years, he never given us a single chance of a complaint. I'm speaking about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why don't we follow that star whose characters have not, whose characteristics has not been praised by humans, but his characteristics has been praised directly by Allah azza wa jalla in the Holy Quran Park. In the same verse that we recited, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. In one place, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعْلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Praising his outstanding characteristics. Why can't we make such a person our role model whom we follow day and night? Whom we follow in our habits of eating, in our methods of eating, from our talking style, our walking style, our eating and sleeping habits and style, Mu'asab, our andaz of dressing, to every daily routine that we have. Why don't we follow his ta'ala? Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says so beautifully, Subhanallah, he says,
Kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye, Kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye, par na doobe na dooba hamara nabi sabse aula aala hamara nabi sabse baala aala hamara nabi.
Allah Allah Allah. And Mu'asab, one couplet Allah has said,
Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi sabse aula wo aala hamara nabi sabse baala wo aala hamara nabi.
It is hamara nabi, it is our nabi, it is our universal nabi who needs no introduction, dear viewers. It is our beloved Nabi, whose every movement of his blessed lifestyle has been apparent to his Sahaba. They loved him to such an extent that they even had a count of the gray strands he had on his blessed beard. They loved him so much, they followed him so much that their eating style, their habits, their daily routine was just in accordance to the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah created this planet between the earth and sky. In this earth is Mu'asab pending basically between the earth and sky, and on this planet almost 8 billion people on this planet. Everyone is being tested. Allah sent you here because your soul needed a body to give you good days and bad days, to give you good weathers and bad weathers, to give you good moments and bad moments, so that you understand life. What is life all about? You're sick one day, you're happy one day, you're healthy one day, you're not healthy one day, you're rich one day, you're poor one day, you're sad one day, you're happy one day. And then shaitan is also there on the straight path waiting to divert you off the straight path. Dear viewers of Madini channel, we all are being tested on this planet. And when your time is up, you will have to leave this world. But they have most definitely attained success for those who have followed the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
We should follow his sunnah, Mu'asab. Following his sunnah, you might also get ikhtiyarat. ikhtiyarat in the sense of blessing from following the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are blessings and wisdom in it, subhanallah. So, for example, Muasab, so many people I have met who suffered with gums problem, infection issues and matters related to the gums, diseases and bacteria, which is around the mouth area. And the mouth is regarded to be like a sponge, Muasab, you know, like a sponge. It can just absorb, and a lot of bacteria there. People who use different types of brushes, for example, and other types of things to insert in the mouth to remove the bacteria, go for it. But a dentist directly told me one day, I wouldn't use name also, he says to me that majority of the people damage their mouths and their teeth and gums by the new events that are out there. But he says, there's one thing I'm telling you, if you use, you will have no gum issues, and that is the miswak.
Subhanallah.
A dentist tells me, Muasab, and I'm like, are you serious? Are you promoting miswak? Are you promoting those things that you sell in your surgery? And he says, well, this is there to make money. But if you follow this, which was taught and introduced 1400 years back, your gum issues will be removed.
Subhanallah.
Why? Why? Is yet, there was no advertisements at that era, Muasab. In that time, there was no social media. Mere aqa ne ek martaba farma diya, this is the miswak to use.
Subhanallah.
Millions of ashiqani rasul went on to miswak, to use the miswak. Now, using the miswak is one thing, but there are others who really love the sunnah so much that they will even hold the miswak according to how you're supposed to hold it.
Subhanallah.
He will use and commence and start using the miswak the way it was supposed to be used, starting from thanai ulya or sufla, how it's to be done, from the upper ones or from the lower ones. From the back portion or from the front portion, where does it start from? There are people out there who follow the sunnah to that extent, Muasab. This is what I believe, when you follow, you do the right way. Or else, if you're going to do it and not do it the right way, you might not get the thawab. But Muasab, niyat is very important. Ki hamare dil mein niyat ho ki hum sunnat ki niyat se hum amal kar rahe hain. Ye sarkar ki sunnat hai, to hum amal kar rahe hain. To uska thawab bhi to milega, Muasab. If you're eating with three fingers, just to have small muscles so your stomach don't get big, you're not going to be rewarded until you say, this is my Nabi's sunnah. And I love the sunnah, and therefore, once you make that niyat, and always you eat like that, Muasab, the same niyat is always going to be in the heart. I eat with my three fingers because this is my aqa's way of eating. I sit on the floor and I eat because this is my aqa's habit and way of sitting and eating. I smile and talk because it's my aqa's habit to smile and talk. And this makes the da'wah work easy when you smile and talk, Muasab. This is a very important sunnah which many of us have forgotten. And people out there, Muasab, this is the question which was actually asked for me to ask, Muasab. People who choose which sunnah to follow, Muasab. And they find this is sunnah which is befitting me for this moment. So, mujhe isi pe amal karna hai, dusri pe amal. Is pe aap kuch madani phool ishaar karna hai.
Inshallah. First of all, with regards to sunnah, how I got to, alhamdulillah, practice the sunnah and became habitual of following certain sunnahs, my very first introduction, it was to Dawat Islam. And I wasn't introduced to this madani movement of Dawat Islam by any muballigh. And it was the Faizan Sunnat.
Hi, subhanallah.
The beautiful book of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah. And that was like over 20 years ago. And in my masjid, the masjid of my area, the imam would read after every Asr Salah. And he wasn't affiliated with the organization in any way, but he would love that book so much that, you know, he introduced this book after every Asr Salah. He would read the book for us, and one page a day. So, alhamdulillah, I fell in love with the concept and the sunnahs, beautiful sunnahs that I was learning in there. So, after a few days of dars, after Zohar, I went quietly to the masjid, and after Zohar, I stayed inside and I opened the book and started reading. And I could never stop after that. Alhamdulillah.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And I tried Muasab said, the sunnah of miswak, alhamdulillah. From that time, I started using the miswak. So that was my introduction to the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam properly. I mean, there are hardly any other books that are written in so much of great details, you know, how you can practically follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this, alhamdulillah, book was life-changing for me. And the advice that was given there, such as the call of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha about miswak, the advice of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha about miswak, and how many benefits are there in doing miswak. First of all, miswak can safeguard us from sins, from vices. The miswak can strengthen one's back the miswak can strengthen one's mental capacity and so on. There are so many benefits of sunnah, alhamdulillah.
And even bad breath, Masa. People who have the breath problem, they may be trying different types of ointments for the mouth. If they start using the miswak, that bad breath is also most effective, Masa. And this is amazing how can miswak do this, Masa. And there's no side effects with it as well. Besides benefits, side effects ही नहीं है. अच्छा, इन सब चीजों के अलावा सवाब भी तो मिलेगा मुआज़ साहब. ये देखें कि आपको ये सब benefits मिल रहे कि memory भी मजबूत होता जा रहा है. All these things that you're going to get through, but with that you're going to get सवाब and reward. So mashallah, we see in Dawud Islam, mashallah, many of the muballighs, even that appear on Madani channel, alhamdulillah, have the miswak on the top pocket, mu'az sahab. For many years we see this, and it's very mashallah motivational for all of us. In fact, mu'az sahab, how can one start? अगर हम अपने घरों में इसे रखें शुरुआत के लिए, to start off to say, right, inshallah, every morning when I wake up, I want to commence before Salatul Fajr with the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try. Because the entire day you're at work, you're busy with other work. So even if you said you ran the miswak in your mouth a few times, just so that you get the thawab of the sunnah. And then slowly, slowly start falling in love with that and try bringing it, introducing it more to your life. Try to make that 5-10 minutes to do it into your mouth. And then you see from there as to what happens. People who are saying, I need to go for whitening, I need to go for cleansing, I need to go for this, I need to go for that treatment. Try the miswak treatment.
And as it, the enamel on the teeth is very sensitive. You know, if you are using too much of harsh chemicals on your teeth, the enamel, the outer layer, it wears off at times.
Yes, that's true.
And you know, instead of your teeth giving shine, that shine goes away. Why? Because it has been damaged because of aggressive chemicals that are there in some of the toothpaste and chemicals that we use.
100%.
So miswak doesn't have any of those side effects. And plus, you know, plastic that got pokey bristles, you know, not all the bristles in the toothbrushes.
Yes, that's true.
They are friendly to our gums. Some of them, they'll poke your gums and you'll find your gums bleeding at times.
And this is what the dentist had even said, that they do cause damages to one's gums. Because some people bite on their toothbrushes, whilst many others may brush very hard and roughly, Mohsab.
Yes.
And many others are wanting the bristles to go into the grooves of every part of the mouth and for it to bring out the bacteria or the particles of food that was there from some time. It's important, Mohsab, that there are certain liquids, of course, and properties inside the miswak. It is said that, Mohsab, when that gets in contact with the gums, Mohsab, it goes to the root and solve the problem. It removes the bacteria. It pushes it out, Mohsab. And then, as you said, those benefits. And Mohsab, the fact that Faizane Sunnat is such a beautiful book, and this was your introduction into Dawat Islam. Kya baat hai, subhanallah. It commenced with Faizane Sunnat and alhamdulillah, with the miswak over and above, mashallah. So this is a motivation for us. If you want to know what is a very good book, I would love to teach my children and my family members about the sunnah, I would say, go for Faizane Sunnat, Mohsab.
Definitely.
Purchase this book online or the hard copy itself. Form their habits before bed, 5 minutes. Sunnah stories.
Subhanallah.
Sunnah stories. Aap bedtime ki jagah pe unko sunnat sikhaye, unko bataye ki subah ko uthte ke saath bachche inshallah aaj hum kal hum is sunnat amal karne wale hain. And one sunnah a day will most definitely chase the shaitan away.
Subhanallah.
Imagine our lives, Mohsab. Just one sunnah a day, just as doctors say, one apple a day keeps the doctors away. As you're saying, Mohsab, one sunnah a day will most definitely keep the devil, the shaitan away, the accursed away from you. But we need to have consistency. Inshallah, we will have a silsila only on istiqamah, how important it is to be punctual for the things that you have introduced to your life. So if you start with one thing, you need to have istiqamah for at least 40 days upon that, for you to become mazboot and strong on that. So if you want to start with miswak, inshallah, this is the way moving forward. And there are, of course, many other madani pools with regards to sunnah, Mohsab.
Mohsab, I just mentioned that, you know, how do we as a community, as individuals, how do we choose certain sunnahs which suits our tabiat? You know, when it comes to following and adhering to the sunnah and the teachings of Islam, it is not dependent on our tabiat, but rather it is dependent on the shariat. Whatever, you know, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought to us, that is sunnah. So everything that he has brought to us, the laws of how we should devote in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that follow the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because you know the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the most God-fearing person from amongst you. Allahu Akbar. So he is
most God-fearing.
Yes. he has the most taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to have the taqwa and the fear of Allah in us, definitely there is only one sure way of attaining it, is to follow the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ibadat, in the muamalat. When it comes to treating our family, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, treat your family with goodness because I am the best to my family. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best example of how to treat your family. So whom do we follow in this regard? Again, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. When it comes to treating his wives, alhamdulillah, they had such beautiful things to say about him, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it came to treating his sahaba, all the sahaba would think that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likes me the most. It is mentioned in Shifa Sharif that all the sahaba used to think he likes me the most, he likes me the most. Allahu Akbar, such was his treatment to his sahaba. Subhanallah. There is no picking and choosing. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ashabi ka nujum, all my sahaba are like the guiding stars. Subhanallah. And when it comes to worldly matters, again, when it comes to conducting business, we forget the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there is a defective item, we will wrap it up nicely, in the best box possible, and package it so well, the person will try to fool that person. While we know deep down in our heart that this product is defective and it is not right to sell something like that, for the normal price that's in the market. Because if a product is defective or is refurbished or it's second hand or there's any kind of defect in it, it's supposed to be sold at a lower price. And that would be the proper way.
Besides that, it needs to be mentioned to the buyer, from a Shari'i perspective.
Yeah.
Any defects of that, in Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, in a nutshell, Mu'asad, that's a clothing business. And it so happened that he informed his business partner that, dekhi, is maal mein ek kharabi hai. Of course, you have to zarur tor se make sure that you tell this to the buyer. Mm. And so it happened that that thing was sold, Mu'asad. Mm. And then when he asked him, did you tell this to the buyer? He said, yeah, salam. Mm. I forgot to even tell the buyer that this product had a defect within it. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Mu'asab, he took all of that money for that day's income and he donated that in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Just to be saved that because you did not tell the buyer that the product was defect. Instead, I'm not going to take out that portion. I'd rather take all of today's earnings and in the path of Allah, I'm going to give it away.
Such was their fear.
Such was their fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we should learn from what you have just actually said, Mu'asab. May Allah forgive us, Mu'asab. May Allah make us following the sunnah and teachings of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And dear viewers of Badini channel, this is how many people on the very same globe have become the friends of Allah. Some became Ghospak, some became Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, some became Sufi Sahib who rests in South Africa in Durban, whose Uth Mubarak we had celebrated. And how they became Awliya Allahs? By loving the sunnah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, you love the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you follow his sunnah and then you love Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will befriend you. He will make you his friend. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla makes someone his friend, when Allah starts to love any banda, then Allah Azza wa Jalla makes him famous on the heavens and upon the earth. And it is the same muhabba and love which is in our hearts alive for over 800 years. Because this love, no insan has inflamed this love. It is Almighty Allah Himself who inflamed the love in our hearts for the awliya and the salih. Today, we are sitting and mentioning their names is because Allah has instilled their muhabba in our hearts to speak about them. So inshallah, we get inspired by the lifestyle, we speak about them. We shall be back with another episode. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. We say shukran to all the viewers of Madani channel. We say shukran to Mu'asab as well for joining us almost every day, Mu'asab. Shukran for that as well.
And we take love for having me.
Barakallah, Mu'asab. Always a pleasure having you on Madani channel and the viewers of Madani channel who enjoy your Madani pearls as well. We will meet the brothers and sisters tomorrow, inshallah, with another program. Until then, stay good. And as I said, remember the mission and the maqsad of your movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of